Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, the voice there of Chris, who gave us one of his better renditions there last hour. Well, I mean, it's listen, sometimes the voice goes out. But he powered through. It wasn't it. All right, so that's peak hype, I would say, right? That is getting so hyped up, you lose the voice just goes out. can we have the opposite of that? We had Elliot on earlier this week. Here's how he framed Eagles-Bengals this weekend. Let's see if people agree with this.
Yeah, so I think this is an acceptable loss for the Eagles. I don't think they have to go there and win the game. But what they have to do is go there and compete. If you go there, if you're the Eagles and you lose 30-27 or you lose a close game and the offense plays well, but you know what, on that day Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are just better, I think that's a fine outcome. They've given themselves a little bit of breathing room by winning the last two and winning four of their first six games. But I think this weekend is about just seeing, you know, like, can you compete with this team? Can you go to Cincinnati and play a good game against a really good quarterback and show that these last 2 weeks, the steps they've taken forward are not just because of the opponent?
Hugh, your reaction to that, I heard a little bit of it as we replay the cut.
No.
Acceptable, fine, and just compete for Sunday.
You have a fan base right now that is really fragile. I guess that's the word I want to use. Fragile.
Snowflakey.
That's a good one.
In our feelings?
Yeah. That one, too. That one works. And to go down there and get beat by the Bengals, you know what people are going to say? I told you so. I told you they were flash-in-the-pan choke artists. You got to go beat a good team, man. And all the goodwill that you've built up is for nothing if you don't do that, because now you're going to be considered one of those squads that – you know, you can beat up on bad teams. You can't play a good team and beat them, even though you have a better record than Cincinnati. Cincinnati is considered a team on the come up. They're considered a team that's trending in the right direction because they got off to a rough start.
They're favorites in the game, right? They're the favorite this weekend.
Yeah, they're 3-4, and they're trying to stay alive in the AFC North. So this is what – you could put them to bed a little bit if you win this game. So that's what you want to do. This ain't acceptable. This is not acceptable because you get them, you keep them at 500, and I think we go to 500 as well. No, we're on the uptick, man. We need to do better. We need to do a lot better. We need to get this game because I see a lot of guys got this chest stuck out and feeling good and everything. You're not out of the woods yet, bro. You're not out of the woods yet. You want to string together a couple wins, in my opinion.
Well, they have a couple. This would be three.
Well,
three
would be great. A couple more. Yeah.
Can I get permission to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue?
You got it.
I don't think Elliott's crazy on this one.
No, I definitely don't think he's crazy, but he's off base.
I'd love to win the game. I think the Eagles have a chance to win the game. In the grand scheme of this season, do they need this one?
You're talking about as far as divisions and all this other stuff?
I think they need one of the next two. They got to position themselves, bare minimum, one of the next two. Cincinnati and Jacksonville. And obviously, if they drop this one, the Jacksonville game next week, it becomes a must-win. They need to win that football game. But if they're 5-3 through the first eight, which is what they would be if they win this one or lose next week or vice versa, right? They go 1-1 the next two games. They'd be 5-3 through their first eight games. Then they go to Dallas, and then they have Washington. It's right there for them to take control of the division. I know how people felt here in Elliott say that. Acceptable loss, just compete. It felt soft.
A little bit.
But I don't think he's wrong. Kyle, where do you come down? Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? Like, the Giants would have been a disaster or a really bad one. Yeah. The Browns would have been season-ending. I don't view going to Cincinnati, second game of road trip, as an unacceptable
loss. There's definitely a world where you can pull a moral victory out of a loss.
Moral victory Monday.
Yeah,
buckle up.
As long as they don't go in there and get their ass kicked.
That's a different story.
If we see, say they score in the first quarter,
talk crazy now.
Say they do have a shootout against the Bengals.
You said crazy talk.
And they lose 33-30. That's fine.
No, it is.
Nope. I'm sorry. It's an AFC opponent.
Nope.
We got the Jags at home next week.
Yep.
Cincinnati is tough. Do I want them to win? Absolutely. It would be much better if they did win, but it's not like, Hugh, are we all going to come?
I think it's snowflake.
No, Hugh. It's not. If we lose a close game in a shootout against the Bengals and we look good right? Are we going to be coming in here Monday? Do you think that the consensus on the phone lines is going to be, that was ridiculous, like, fire the head coach. This might still get some fire the head coach calls just because, you know, people don't like Nick Sirianni. But nobody's going to be, like, appalled that the Eagles lost to Cincinnati this week if it comes down to a tight game.
No, there are certain games during the year where you think about throwing the towel in if you lose the game. That would have been the Browns.
The Browns, the Giants.
The Giants could have been that way.
Right.
That's not this game.
Yeah.
This is
especially coming off two wins.
They're an underdog in the game.
You know what I see right now?
What do you say?
I hear a whole lot of coping mechanisms being implemented.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
It's unacceptable.
We're thinking through this thing.
No, it's unacceptable. They need to win this weekend.
You had the scheduled loss in Tampa.
Yeah.
That was you. You were Doc Douglas that day.
Yeah, that day. I mean, because I saw it. I was a visionary.
Here we go. So maybe Kyle and I are visionaries. Maybe Elliot's a visionary. Have you thought about that?
I mean, I respect all three of you guys' opinion, but this is the unacceptable. This is not what I would consider an acceptable loss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You have momentum on your side now. You need to keep it going.
They got two.
You need to keep
it
going,
man. And the better quarterback.
I don't feel like arguing. Hold on a second.
We got like three more hours.
Coming up.
Our quarterback hasn't played up to snuff.
Oh, that's for sure. You know what we're going to do coming up? I got an idea for the next segment. Let's go back to the phones here. Next segment, I think we should rank. So Hurts and Burrow, both, of course, from the 2020 draft class. We should re-rank that class because there's five NFL starters, all I would say average or above from that class. It's a pretty remarkable class. Where do we rank Hurts and Burrow among that group? We'll do that coming up. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
I just want to, first of all, Archie, your employer needs to march you right down to HR, and you need to get drug tested immediately. I mean, what was that?
You have got to be smoking something.
My God. I watched the Eagles. I love the Eagles. Hurts, I can't get over it. I just don't think he's going to be our quarterback. He can't see the field. Is he a great athlete? Of course he's a great athlete. How many times has he thrown across the middle of the field this year?
I think it's four over the whole
Devontae's
season.
Devontae's been open. I should write it down how many times. He just can't see the field. He's been coached by the best coach in college, Nick Saban. Why did Saban sit him down for Tua in the national championship? Because he knew he didn't have it. The dude's been quarterbacking for all his life. His dad was a coach. And John Ritchie, he's going to improve. He's going to improve. He's an NFL quarterback.
Who's the better quarterback right now, Tua?
For the improvement?
Who's the better quarterback right now, Tua or Jalen?
I think Tua's a better passer.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you who's the better quarterback, Tua, right now. Who's the better quarterback, Tua or Jalen?
I would say Tua.
Okay.
When he, I think he's a better passer.
Well, he is a better thrower. Yeah, he's a better thrower.
He's a great athlete. And my other thing is, I'm watching the game last night. McCord from Syracuse, he's getting ready to get sacked. He's going to the ground. He sees a guy upfield 3-4 yards. He just throws it away near him. Jalen, he takes the sack. Throw the ball away. It's just little things that you watch, and you're just like, damn, Jalen.
Yeah, Chris, I don't think people realize the sacks, how much they're piling up. So, Chris, right now, the only starting quarterback in the league taking sacks at a higher percentage is Sam Darnold. That's it. Everyone else that was higher on the list, or lower, however you look at the list, is either hurt or no longer a starter. Like, he's taking sacks at a rate that it's very hard to sustain offense with. It just is.
And Jalen has the most turnovers.
It's not a good
ball.
Yeah, it's not a good combination.
See the pressure. I just, as an Eagles fan, you want him to get better, and you want the dude to succeed. We all do.
Yep.
I think he's a great athlete, but he's just not. Joe Burrow is miles and miles and miles ahead of Jalen Hurts. Do I hope we win? Absolutely, I hope we win, but I don't expect him to win.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And look, you can win a game when you don't have the best quarterback on the field. That happens a lot in the NFL, right? But a lot of things have to go right, and Jalen has to play a good game. All right, Chris, what should you be for Halloween?
With his salt and pepper beard, how about a Dalmatian?
A Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Dress him up as a Dalmatian. He's a dog.
I mean, I don't see the correlation, but
yeah, I went the salt and pepper beard, I guess.
No, not in the
black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the polka dots.
So.
Okay, I
got something against polka dots.
You could wear it. You could get a polka dot shirt.
I just don't see it.
You ever seen 101 Dalmatians?
I have. I've seen. I know what a Dalmatian looks like. I just don't see it.
The more off-put Hugh is, the better the answer is.
You know, I actually watched a few years ago. They made a new movie, and they actually flipped the characters around. It was about Cruella De Vil.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's the same. It's the movie, but it's the backstory of Cruella.
And why she was who she is.
Yeah, I thought it was
really
good.
Her origin story.
I got a hot
take. Cruella De Vil origin story.
The Cruella De Vil movie is good.
101 Dalmatians. Terrible.
Comparative to the other Disney movies?
It's not a great movie.
Well, they were trying to kill the puppies in the beginning, right?
What's a lot? It's a lot.
Not a fan.
It's actually a lot for kids. Yeah. We've gone through watching a lot of these old Disney movies with our kids.
And it's amazing how when you look at them now, it's like whoa, wait a minute.
If you think 101 Dalmatians is a lot, go watch Pinocchio. Pinocchio is messed up. And there's a new Pinocchio? Really messed up.
Now, you know what? The one that I don't go into, I'm not going to go into detail. Hmm. But when you think about it, it's pretty creepy.
Which one?
Beauty and the Beast.
You know what else is weird?
What's that?
Peter Pan.
When you think about it,
it's a lot.
Especially nowadays.
I'm down
a rabbit hole.
On the other side, we'll dive more. There's actually a new Pan.
No, I know what you're talking about. Where they're talking about.
I was disturbed.
What was the captain is probably, he's the hero.
Yes. And Pan's actually the bad guy.
I hope ain't no kids in the car listening because we probably didn't spoil their childhood.
It's school day. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
215-592-9494. If not, get back to school. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up on all of this. Do you expect to win? If they lose a close one, is that acceptable? I actually agree with Elliot on this. Hugh thinks he's good and crazy. Halloween costumes for Hugh. Plus, let's do it. We're going to redraft the 2020 quarterback class. Five NFL starters in that class. Where do we rank Jalen Hurts in that group? What order? Knowing what we know now.